Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So I'm looking at a story today that talks about Pennsylvania, Philly.com, particularly dangerous with the economy, unprepared to deal with this. Not ascribing blame to any party or anybody, but the idea is that financial stuff going on here in Pennsylvania and the economy could be particularly difficult. So we have with us the guy in charge of the determination if a business tries to make a waiver, get a waiver around Governor Wolf's life-sustaining edict, then they make this decision. According to one news report, there were nearly 10,000 requests for waivers. This is a few days old. Joining us to talk about this is the person in charge of all this, Secretary Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development. Pleased to have Secretary Dennis Davin with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Secretary Davin, welcome in. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dom. Thanks for having me, and I hope you can hear me okay.
Loud and clear. So is it true that you've had 10,000? Now, this is a few days old, March 22nd request.
Yeah, that's actually been revised, those numbers, and we're getting waiver requests in every single day. We are up close to about 16,000 total requests that we've received.
All right, and the information, Secretary, I saw the other day, at that point, out of the 10,000, it said 2,000 were granted.
Right. So here's where we are right now, Dom. We granted over 3,000 requests. We've actually turned down about 2,800 requests because they didn't qualify under the guidelines that we had, and there were about 2,000 where waivers were not needed. In other words, they were already included on a list of life-sustaining businesses. So we have right now about 7,800 in process, and we're hoping to get a number of those out today.
Okay, and what's the criteria? How do you determine that?
So that's a great question, Dom. And this is something that we've been working on for over a week now, pretty much day and night. We've met with businesses, we've met with chambers, all virtually at this point, obviously. But businesses, chambers, and worked with the federal government, the Department of Homeland Security, and some of the guidance that they put out to put a list of what we were calling life sustaining businesses that are necessary again because they're qualified as life sustaining. So these are businesses that need to stay open for a variety of different reasons. And as you can imagine, as we're going through this. And actually, we've revised the list as of, I think, maybe yesterday morning or the day before the evening, because there's so many different situations that come up from time to time that, you know, you can't even imagine some of these things that are happening. So, you know, you have construction, residential construction or commercial construction, which that was, you know, we classified only emergency repairs could be utilized, but then you find out that maybe homes are being built and they don't have the roofs on, so they need to have the home secured. So there are a lot of things like that that we're taking into consideration when we're providing these waivers and we're updating the list.
But okay,
things are working a lot better.
Well, let me ask you. Here's one, and I don't know if it's come up here, and I want to kind of lobby on this. I had a caller. This was Jersey now, but I assume it could happen here. He had an independent gardening business, flowers and all that. He was shut down. But over in Jersey, Lowe's, because of construction, and I think he mentioned a couple of others, they're remaining open and they keep their gardening business open. Are you getting something like that? And how would that be handled? Because this guy's going to be hurt by the fact that his customers then go to Lowe's.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think, you know, right now there are a lot of unfortunate things that are happening, and it is really based upon the idea that, you know, the number one goal that we all have is that we need everyone to take the governor's orders, the governor's and Secretary Levine's orders about mitigation procedures very, very seriously. We need to keep people away from each other. Only in extreme circumstances, which we're calling life-sustaining businesses. There are discrepancies between what each of the states are doing, and that's unfortunate. We understand that. But the issue for us right now is we're trying to do everything
okay.
that we can do.
I get that. I just wanted to drill down on that, Secretary, though.
Okay.
I also just want to say
they really need to continue to look at our website, dced.pa.gov, to keep up to date on what the, you know, with the listing.
All right. But if they go there, here's the gripe. And Mike Terzai had this. I wanted you to address it unless you change it. He tweeted out today, the Speaker of the House. We asked the governor to please publicly post all waivers granted to businesses to keep operating as an essential business. Our members are getting numerous complaints and asking guidance. Are you doing that? Are you putting up on your website, that's doable, the businesses that have been given waivers?
No, we're not doing that just yet. And that's something that we're taking into consideration. I know the governor has spoken with the legislature, Speaker Terzai and others about that. And they've been discussing that. And the governor is taking that under consideration right now.
Can I ask what the objection is to doing that? Because you seem like a cordial guy and you're giving us information and transparency. Why would that be kept secret?
Well, we're trying to be as transparent as possible under these extremely incredible, difficult situations, as you can imagine. We have a team of people, not only in our department, but other departments that are working on this night and day, Dom. And it is unprecedented what we're dealing with right now.
But I'm asking, I got that, and I don't doubt that, but I'm asking the specific question, what would the harm be? What's the philosophy or thought process that would not put it up that I'm missing? What possibly would be wrong with that is what I wanted to know.
Dom, we're trying to take everything into consideration, every actual situation into consideration. There are legal ramifications. There are right to know issues that we need to deal with right now. What I can tell you is we're looking at that. That's pretty much all I can say right now.
Okay, so I get that. But if you get the waiver and you go through that, it would seem to me that should be public. I mean, if you're getting a waiver around something like this, I don't think that ought to be private. I think that would clear a lot of things up as far as criteria and how this is being decided and all.
Right. And I think, Dom, that my answer to that is we're taking a look at that right now.
Okay. The gun store ban that was not life-sustaining has been revoked, as we understand it, by the governor.
Well, yeah, there's some language that is in that, and I would encourage everybody to go to our website again, dced.pa.gov, because there was some updated language about gun shops, and I think it was basically following the Supreme Court decision. There are some gun shops that can remain open and operating under certain restrictions, but I would want everybody to go to the website to see specifically what the new language is.
Does that mean they are or not open, though? I mean, that's what I'm asking.
What I'm saying, Dom, is in certain situations they are. You need to go to the website to look at the specific language.
Could you tell us what the overall, though, what's the criteria being open or not open?
What's that, with the gun shops?
Yeah, the gun shops.
Specifically, I'd encourage you, because this stuff is changing on a daily basis and in some cases hourly, Dom. And I would encourage your folks to go directly to dced.pa.gov.
Okay, look, give that again, please.
Yeah.
dced.pa.gov. dced.pa.gov. Well, thank you. Thanks today for coming on, and we'd like to have you back. I know this is a fluid situation.
Yep, sure thing, Dom. And I just want to get across that we are going to get through this, but we need everybody to take the governor's orders and Secretary Levine's orders on mitigation procedures very, very seriously, and we'll get through this.
All right. Well, thank you, Secretary. Thanks for joining.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.